For most of my life, I've had this almost compulsive need to go out of my way and make myself useful to everyone. It wasn't until I was almost 40 that I realized it came from a subconscious belief that being the smartest or most helpful person in the room was how to make friends or how I proved that I belonged. And for the most part, it worked. Until someone would come along who could do what I did, but better, which is when I got replaced. I'd kept the persona up the entire time, so people liked me okay, but they weren't connecting with me. If this sounds anything like you and you are tired of pretending or masking, then today's episode is going to show you what's going on and the first step to dropping the mask and showing up as a real you. You're listening to This Is How You Think, the show that remodels your mindset. I'm your host, Jewel Kim. Let's dive in. Before we get into it, I'm going to share this story and you'll see why. Once upon a time in Thailand, it's the 1700s, there was a temple with a huge solid gold statue of Buddha. Eventually, there's an army about to invade the area, so the monks cover up this entire statue with plaster and stucco and colored glass so that it would look worthless. Because back in the day, it was very common for invaders to come and loot all of the treasures from religious places like this. Unfortunately, the invasion happens and all of the monks are killed, so the secret of the statue dies with them. And that's how it remained for almost 200 years, covered up in all of that plaster. The statue eventually ends up at this fairly minor temple, which was so small that they didn't even have a building big enough for it. So they just left the statue out under a tin roof for 20-ish years. Around 1955, they finally try to move it into a new building. And during the move, the statue accidentally gets dropped, which cracks the plaster. Somebody sees gold shining through the crack. They chip away at the plaster and discover the statue is solid gold. This statue is 10 feet tall, weighs 5.5 tons, and is worth over $250 million today. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is it's one of the most beautifully impactful stories I've ever heard. Because we do the same thing to ourselves. We come into this world as who we are, but then over time, we start plastering to protect ourselves from judgment, from the opinions of others, with who our families and our teachers and our friends or society and culture tell us to be. We do it so early and so automatically that after a while, we kind of forget that there's gold under there. And even after the threat passes, the plaster stays. So of course the question for me after hearing the story for the first time was, well, what is my plaster? Or how a lot of people today would put it, what's the mask? And for a long time, I struggled with this. See, I'm autistic. I don't really have a mask. If anything, there are times when I really should exercise more caution and rein myself in, and I don't. I've gotten into hot water so many times with people because of not having a filter when I really should. So for quite a while, I was all like, yeah, I don't have a mask. What's that? But then this memory from high school came up. I was on a school trip, hanging out with some people from my class that I didn't normally talk to. I was being a little goofy, and I offer a flower to one of the guys. His name is Brad. Brad looks at me and says, wow, I didn't know you had it in you to be so silly. I'm like, what do you mean? He says, you're just always so serious all the time. I say, well, I'm not trying to be, but I guess I am. That ends up being something I hear quite a lot from people over the years, They've described me as serious, intense, and smart. And I think that last one might actually be my plaster. My entire life, the most common word people have always used to describe me is smart, probably because I've always led with my intelligence. I was the kid that would help you with your homework in school. I would even let you cheat off of me on tests because that's how I earned my place in the group. But I don't think anybody ever really knew who I was. I was afraid of saying what I really thought or felt because I wasn't allowed to do that with my own family. So why on earth would I do that at school? I mean, the few times I did, my autistic self effed that up. So then I got double or triple servings of backlash and then shame. And I remember people would share so much about themselves, but I wouldn't really share much in return. And then they would tell me that they felt like I was holding back and they didn't really know me. So for me, much of my mask or my plaster was about being intelligent and useful to people. And the problem is when you only show people what you can do for them and never show them who you are, you're kind of replaceable because they're not connected to you, they're connected to the mask. But this whole thing about being smart is what I was taught to do. That's what felt safe. My dad literally raised me to believe that no matter what, I had to get my education and I had to be the smartest kid in the class. Because that's how I proved that we deserved to be there. That once people saw how smart I was, they would flock to me. That one always made me a little uneasy because I was thinking, well, they're not really here for me, but that's what Dad said, so that's what I was supposed to do. Now, some of you might have the same plaster about being smart or competent, or for some of you, the plaster is about being agreeable. That's what people-pleasing is. Or the plaster is being comedic, the class clown. Or being the caretaker, the one who's always helping everyone else. The thing for you to figure out is, what is your plaster? And I think we have this because we're all feeling some degree of, well, maybe if the plaster is really good, they'll forgive the real me. Which, if you think about it, is like saying you gotta offer these yummy sides to compensate for the main entree. You're not realizing that the main entree kinda is the point. Now, it's hard to let go of the plaster because in a lot of ways, the plaster can be useful. It can get you opportunities or some of the things that you want. It protects you from rejection or criticism so it can feel like armor. But when we lean on that armor too much, it becomes a crutch. You know you're at that point when you try to make everything a nail for your hammer. And that's where it gets really tricky, is if you do this for too long, the armor becomes a prison. Which sucks, because if you want to grow, you gotta learn to take the armor off. And that's why this is one of the scariest topics for me so far. See, most of what I've shared on this podcast is from a place of already having resolved things within myself, but this one, I haven't. For me, what's lurking under the plaster or the mask is so much anger. And I'm afraid to express that anger because I was never allowed to as a kid. I'm also afraid to show the moments when I'm not being smart. And yet, at the same time, I feel like a caged beast. The feeling has only gotten worse over the last several years, like I'm super restless and ready to run out into the world. I'm pretty sure that's a sign. So I already know that if I want to move forward, there is no other choice. I like to remind myself that the plaster is like false advertising. We hold it in place because it's grown to feel comfortable. And I know we worry that people won't like us if they see the real us. But honestly, it's kind of a weird thing to worry about because I've seen the proof from working with hundreds of people. Of all the people in their lives, I'm most likely to see the real them. And I have never once thought, yikes, bring the mask back, bring it back. I liked the mask better. That's never happened. So if you're in this space now, here's what I want to leave you with. what if the real you is actually what everybody is waiting for? What if they're not looking for the smart you or the helpful you or the funny or the pretty you? Maybe they just want you. Alrighty, that's it for this week. If you know someone who needs to hear this message, would you do me a favor and send this episode to them? I'm trying to grow this podcast, so that would really help me out. As always, thank you so much for listening, and remember, I believe in you. See you next time.